round and round and round it went. Where it stopped leads CNN 10. I'm Coral Azus. We're talking about the runaway Chinese rocket we told you about last week. It launched on April 29th with the mission of putting part of China's new space station into orbit. That'll be assembled from several modules like this, and the communist country expects its station will be up and running by the end of 2022. Well, the rocket got its module into space. That part worked. But then the rocket went out of control and started heading back down toward Earth. China and the United States both say it re-entered our atmosphere on Saturday night. Experts told people not to worry. They expected it would land in an ocean somewhere, as 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by those. And as of Sunday, it looks like they were right. China's government-run news agency says most of the rocket burned up in the atmosphere and that the remaining debris landed in the Indian Ocean. China's space agency gave coordinates that put the rocket's wreckage a little west of the island nation of Maldives. U.S. Space Command says the vehicle entered somewhere over the Arabian Peninsula at 10:15 Eastern Time on Saturday night. But it hasn't confirmed yet if the rocket landed in the Indian Ocean. Officials are trying to find out where exactly the parts came down. The administrator of NASA has criticized China for not meeting responsible standards with its space debris. He says everyone who conducts work in space needs to act responsibly to ensure the safety, stability, and security of activity there. 10-second trivia. Which of these U.S. government departments was created first? Is it the Department of Education, Labor, Energy, or Transportation? The Department of Labor was established in 1913, and it releases the government's monthly jobs report.
It was not the flood of rehiring economists had predicted, more like a trickle. April's jobs report shows a job market struggling to rebound. Economists had expected America would add 1 million jobs. The economy still down 8.2 million positions in the pandemic. Now, most of the hiring happened in leisure and hospitality, as states have allowed greater numbers in bars and restaurants, and as vaccinations have allowed for more travel. The leisure sector, though, still down some 2.8 million jobs since February 2020. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 6.1%. The job market is still in a deep hole, and the damage has been uneven. Lower-income earners, women, Hispanic and black workers bore the brunt of the layoffs, and millions are still out of work. And some employers report trouble finding workers. There are 500,000 factory job openings right now, and elsewhere, some workers may be reluctant to venture back into the labor market for three reasons: fear of contracting the virus, a lack of childcare with children out of school, and the cushion from $300 a week extra in jobless benefits. The potential good news for workers: employers may have to pay more to attract talent. Average hourly earnings jumped 21 cents in April. As the economy heals, Montana and South Carolina are opting out of that $300 a week in extra jobless benefits. They cite labor shortages, and they call it a disincentive to return to work.
The shortage of workers in certain fields is part of the reason why certain goods are hard to come by. Who would have thought it'd be hard to get fried chicken? It is for KFC and some other restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop. The prices they pay for chicken have gone up, and a big reason is that the groups that supply it are having trouble finding employees and keeping up with demand. We've told you how bicycles, computer chips, ketchup packets, and lumber have become harder to find. Same thing with steel. When the COVID outbreak started, suppliers of these goods temporarily shut down, but demand for them unexpectedly went up, so that caused shortages and price increases. Rare earth metals are needed for everything from computer wiring in homes to lithium-ion batteries, and while demand for these items is on the rise, their supply chains are somewhat unreliable, and it takes a long time to set up new mining operations. Chlorine prices for pool owners are going up, just as people start diving into the summer swimming season. A big problem here has to do with a fire at a chlorine factory last August. But when we talk about gas prices, that brings us full circle back to a labor shortage. Companies say there just aren't enough qualified drivers out there to man the tanker trucks. And that's happening just as the summer driving season gets underway.
Hui Zhang says she needed a reset from working from her home in Washington, D.C. for more than a year. So she booked this weekend getaway in rural Virginia, close enough to drive, because she thought flying was too risky.
I just need to pause a bit, little bit. I just want to refresh my mind.
Pretty much booming. It stays booked just about every night.
Joan Hovey runs this centuries-old cabin, now rented out for 16 weeks straight on Airbnb. Just the latest example of a summer travel season that could feel more like before the pandemic. The U.S. Travel Association says 72% of Americans will make at least one trip this summer.
It's very close to what we normally find. We find going this summer, 75 to 80% of Americans say they're planning on taking a trip away from home. This summer is going to be really a comeback for travel.
While the CDC relaxed its travel guidelines for those who are fully vaccinated, overseas flights and Caribbean cruises are still bogged down in pandemic restrictions. That's why experts say prepare for the summer of the road trip.
I've had people call me and said, I've just got to get out of the house. You know, I've got to get Tim out and he's driving me crazy.
Gas prices are already going up, in part because demand for driving is coming back. The average price for a gallon of gas has increased 60% in the last year, in some places as high as $4 per gallon.
While summer travel is not going to be what it was in 2019, it's not going to exceed pre-pandemic levels. It's going to be close.
KOA Campground says this year's bookings are 20% higher than 2019. Yosemite National Park is so popular that it's now requiring reservations. And in Hawaii, rental cars are in such short supply that some have taken to renting U-Hauls instead. One study says the top destinations include beaches and cabins like this one for a summer travel season that's about to look like no other.
You can't get a rental car, you can't get an RV these days, and people are taking to the roads in the good old American road trip.
Pete Muntean, CNN, Quicksburg, Virginia.
Concluding today's show, the rise of Brood 10. It's not a movement, it's not a DJ. It's a group of cicadas. Also known as the Great Eastern Brood, these insects have been underground for the last 17 years. But in the biggest emergence of cicadas since 2004, billions of them are about to surface from Tennessee to New York in the hopes of finding a mate.
With a roar to rival a passing jet, the cicadas are on the move. A remarkable bunch called Brood 10, and when the males let loose with their mating call...
That's airplane noise. We were in the center of Brood 10. You wouldn't hear that airplane.
This particular strain emerges in the mid-Atlantic and a few Midwestern states, living underground on tree roots, counting the seasonal cycles of those trees, and coming into the light only once every 17 years to fascinate entomologists in the right place at the right time, like the Smithsonian's Floyd Shockley.
Periodical cicada mass emergences are one of those once or twice in a lifetime kind of things. I hope people, you know, aren't scared, but enjoy the show.
In busy areas, 1.5 million could appear per acre, 1 trillion in all, rising when the soil temperature reaches 64 degrees. Are they dangerous? No, although they can damage some small trees where they lay their eggs. Are they edible? Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the sound you want to hear.
There are videos online offering recipes, like this one from the Tennessee Farm Bureau, if you can stomach it.
Do I eat the eyes, too? A little crunchy. Got a leg stuck between my teeth here.
If you spice them right, they taste a lot like shrimp.
Why are there so many? Because everything eats them. Cicadas survive only because there are too many to be devoured entirely. Will they be around long? No. Just a few weeks. But will they bug some people? Absolutely. So scientists say if you are caught in this creeping, crawling cicada storm, don't think of it as a scary nuisance, but a natural wonder like the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls. That's what they say.
Of course, there'll be cicada haters out there. They'll be brooding when the insects start to hiss. But maybe we shouldn't let it bug us when they begin their homopterosome emergence, because after all, there's a kind of cicadence to their cicadance. Today's shout-out takes us to Juneau. Don't you know the capital of Alaska is home to Thunder Mountain High School, which is an amazing-sounding place? We hope your week's off to a great start and that you'll join us again tomorrow. I'm Carl Azus.